This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment for me, and then Kate Daly takes over. By the way, there was an 18-year-old mom who got shot by police in the head. She's now brain dead, but you won't be hearing about her story. She was unarmed. You won't be hearing about her story. I bet you can guess why. Now, here's Burgess Owens, a great member of Congress, one of the few great Americans we have in Congress. He is, of course, a Republican. He just gave this speech on the floor of Congress today, and it really angered Democrats. You can hear them squealing and screeching as he delivers his speech to Congress. Here it was.
I'd like to address comments made by my friend from Georgia on the other side. I think we're going to ever get to resolving the issues we have in the black community. We got to be honest, my friends. We just heard that a pushback on the fact that we're getting black men in the black community not doing their job. Well, let me give you the facts real quick. First of all, when I was growing up in the 60s, we led the country and men committed to marriage over 70%. Black women could rely on getting married more than white women until 1970. We now have between 70-80% of black fathers who desert their families, and we're not willing to be honest about that. We're not willing to say that these guys need to man up. Maybe when we start telling our kids that they're being nothing but whiners, weenies, and wimps if men cannot take care of their own kids. That might be a good start.
I reject the words of this gentleman.
Mr. Chairman, I call for order.
I call for order.
We right now, the facts are in.
Mr. Biggs has the time.
The facts are in. Facts. Black fathers, 70-80% are deserting their families. Talk to these black single women out there and see what they think about this. We sit in this little bubble where we're living a life. We're married, many of us, and we cannot be honest about what's happening in our urban communities. Well, these kids are growing up with no fathers, no examples.
Solutions?
At the end of the day, there's a reason why our kids are being led toward these options of hopelessness. And for us to sit here in 2021, not right now, I'm sorry, let me just finish. To sit here in 2021 and not point out the fact that we have fatherless homes, we have 70-80%. These are the facts, my friends. 70-80% will not marry the mothers of their children. And instead would probably try to convince them to dissolve them from their issues to go and get an abortion. We've lost 20 million black babies over the last 40 years. 40% of my race has been exterminated because we don't have men that'll sit there and say, I'll take care of my kids. I'll protect my child. I'll make sure they grow up and get a good education. I'll make sure they're protected in my home and not leave it to their mother to do it on their own. And if we can't be honest about that, how in the world are we going to ever get this thing taken care of? I'll tell you what. You're going to start seeing black men, that 30% that's still left, the really good, solid fathers, we're standing up. We're changing this trajectory. We're sick and tired of people looking at us as this is a normal thing that we just don't do our job as men. Be aware, we're waking up, and that's going to be a change in the coming years that we're going to start seeing black men really commit to their families, their kids, the mothers of children, and being the productive Americans we were back when I was growing up.
Well, Democrats don't want to see that, because then they won't vote Democrat. Then they might vote Republican. Oh, and so you can hear the Democrats trying to shut down a black man from speaking there on Congress, coughing into the microphone. Oh, I reject. So it's the Democrats. They tried to stop black men from being free during the Jim Crow era, during the Civil War, and they're still at it to this day. Really just amazing, but they claim they're the ones fighting racism. It's all just a front. It's all just posturing. All right, I'm handing the microphone over to Kate Daly. She'll be hosting the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got big, brand-new specials right now, including 50% off down-and-out sleep support. It really puts you down and out. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. 40% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. And while you're there shopping for the great specials on the supplements, minutes. Check out the emergency food supplies if you don't have that yet. Check out the water filters if you don't have those yet. Please filter your water. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees. Because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
Hi, everybody. Kate Daly, your guest host today. And what a terrific show. My gosh. Well, I have a wonderful guest for you. So I'm really hoping you're going to stay on and listen to this because this is really pertinent information. Greg Mannarino, the Robin Hood of Wall Street. I think it's been too long since I've had you on, Greg. And I'm really excited to be able to talk about the financial markets, where we're headed, and really the backdrop of what's going on. You are, to me, the guru, the guy, the one that usually always calls the shots, and you know what you're doing. So I'm really happy to have you on. And TradersChoice.net, if you don't know that site, well, you should. What can I say? Greg's been a guest on my show. He's also been on Alex's show, too, and for a good reason. Greg Mannarino, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's been a long time. Great to see you. Actually, it's been like a really long time, but I'm happy to be here, really. There's so much going on. It's so freaking twisted and sick, watching the last segment. And, you know, I just sometimes I want to scream. I literally want to stick my head out this window and scream. And I think that a lot of people are getting, you know, that same kind of feeling. It's out of control. And I think it's all being done, honestly, to keep people in some kind of state of helplessness, learned helplessness, feeling like they can't do anything. This is a very unique environment in many, many ways. And I'm glad people are starting to pay freaking attention to this. And some people are just not going to get it, no matter what they hear. And some of us, I think, you know, are going to get it. And I really believe this, and I've been saying for a long time, there is a natural selection going on right here. There are certain types of people who understand how important it is to have free thought, free action, and free movement. And that's being stolen right from underneath everyone in this nation here. And some people are buying into it. Some people want it. Some people want to be controlled. They get off on being manipulated. They don't see it. They think it's just the normal thing. But the fact of the matter is, we are in a state of change in this nation, something I wondered about would happen a very long time ago. You know, I cover a lot on my blog and my work, and it's not just the financial markets. It's really how this whole freak show plays together, and I just want people to understand they are really living in interesting times, and if we don't do something, we're just done.
Well, my gosh. Well, to me, okay, one of the first questions I have for you, Greg, is what is hitting you right off the bat? What is so obvious that you can't ignore right now? And I know there's multiple signs right now that we have never seen before, but what are some of those triggered events that you are just thinking, oh my gosh, why are people not seeing what's happening with this market?
Well, you know, the market and everything just kind of ties together. I mean, you know, at a deeper level here, we're seeing the elimination of free thought, free action, and free movement. Like I just started off with earlier, and you know, look, the market is an entity among itself here, and it's being absolutely pulled in any direction that, you know, the big players wanted to go. I'm just trading the fake market. It's not real. There's no price action. There's no price discovery behind any asset anymore. It's so out of control that it's really hard to get your head around. And I study this thing 24/7, and that's why I'm maybe kind of, you know, losing my mind a little bit here. But the fact of the matter is, what's hitting me with regard to the market, I mean, we're in a hyperbubble. It's super out of control. And that's okay, because it does present opportunity. And that's really what I try to do with my work, is cut through it all. What can we all do? Understanding that this thing, but at the same time, it presents opportunity for people who have an understanding, I guess, a little bit. All you need is a couple of functioning brain cells to get yourself on the right side of this, because we're in the middle of something. I said, I've been explaining to people a paradigm shift, a new government philosophy. Governments, which this government, whatever, has now merged with the corporate agenda here. The definition of this is fascism. We all know that. And that's bleeding across the markets too, creating an extreme two-tier society, a new feudal system, a new indoctrination. It's absolutely out of control. And yeah, that's what gets to me, is I'm watching so many people, friends of mine, some of them very close friends, are buying this. They're buying into what's going on, the narrative, the mainstream garbage, the divide and conquer mechanism. They don't see it. They don't understand that they're being manipulated. It's always how it's been, but never to this degree before. And it's troubling. There's just no doubt about it.
One thing people love about you, Greg, is your ability at TradersChoice.net to really lay it on the line and tell people what you're doing personally and what they can do to safeguard. So there's a lot of people with a lot of money out there on Wall Street trying to decide what to do with it. Do I take it out? Do I put it in gold and silver right now? Are we seeing so many signs that are so ominous that it's time? And I also want to get your thoughts on the crypto market, too.
Sure. Well, let's start off with this. Despite the narrative, the mainstream outlets here, our economy is contracting at its fastest pace in history as a percentage of GDP. We have never seen this before. It's rapid, and it's crumbling around us. I mean, just like today, for example, we just found out that another 362,000 people applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week. It's the same story every single week. The bad economic news does not stop. Debts and deficits are hyper-exploding, all by design here. But again, the propaganda ministry is trying to tell people everything is doing just fantastic and it's perfect and it's beautiful. Nothing could be further from the truth. This has been going on for quite a long time, and it's all in an effort to bring about a new society, a new mentality, extreme haves, extreme have-nots, and that's just the way it's gonna play out here. You know, this is how the few have controlled the many for thousands of years. It's kind of a mechanism that we're seeing right now, but never on such a grand scale. It's so bad today. I mean, I've been telling people this is the golden age for people that are well off and rich, and everyone else is getting squashed. This is a grand elimination, and I mean this, an extermination of the middle class, and we're moving definitely into a new mode of thinking here, and people are being programmed by the millions to fall into this new government system, and it's very frightening to me. It really is. What was the second part of the question you asked?
China, crypto, because a lot of people have questions about crypto. We know they're trying to move us into a digital currency completely, absolutely no cash. So what does that look like to you, and what was China's move about? I know we only have a couple minutes before the break. We'll hit this hard again, but what was China's big move about in making that illegal?
Well, imagine my shock here. You have a communist nation trying to, you know, take something away from people here, something that would give people the opportunity to transact outside of a central bank system. You got to be kidding me. And it's not gonna make a difference to me in the long run, in my view. I am a major crypto bull. Everybody knows that. I own a lot of crypto. I own them all. All the big ones I own. And I will continue to hold these things. I have no intention of getting rid of them no matter what happens. I think people in China who now cannot transact because it's illegal in cryptos in any way, shape, or form, we're going to find a way around it. They always do. Tell people they can't do something and they want to do it more. Yeah, we could go on and on about this whole thing here, but I don't want people to worry. And with regard to the market here, on my website, traderschoice.net, like you mentioned a few times, I created a new indicator. It's called the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. You can go look at it. And this tells people what they should be doing for the most part with regard to risk in this market. This just came out last week. It's 100% free. I want people to utilize this resource. All this stuff on my website is free. And again, I want people to pay it forward if you're benefiting from this information. But that's really, really it. The game is going to remain risk on. The stock market's a hyper bubble. You need to have some cryptocurrency in your portfolio, in my view. The space is not for everyone. That's the truth. But it is for me. And I think a lot of people want to be outside the freaking rigged system, and that's a way to do it.
So true. My guest is Greg Mannarino, the Robin Hood of Wall Street. The website is traderschoice.net. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more information. Greg and I will be right back to discuss what you need to do, what you can do to protect yourself, what's coming next, what does he perceive in the market, and what should you be aware of? So much good information today. I really hope you're hanging on for this. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host today, and what a terrific show. Wow. And I'll tell you something. I've had Greg on my show, and he's been amazing. Everybody loves him because he's just so transparent. He's just honest, and he'll just tell you exactly what he's doing in the market. A former physician, he is now the Robin Hood of Wall Street, as we call him, and then also TradersChoice.net. Greg, I rely on Greg for a lot of great information when it comes to, hey, you might want to be aware of this or that, and I've even taken Greg's advice, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show today, and I'm really excited that you're here, Greg Mannarino. And so a friend came to me, said, hey, I just sold a house. A lot of people are doing this. They're killing the market, right? They're able to recoup a lot of money. Got $100,000. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what's the safest thing right now with all of the turmoil happening and what we know this King Fraud a lot and Hormala and everything they're going to be bringing on is the puppetry of what we know is going on from the deep state. What do I do with it? What do you tell somebody like that? It's a basic question for you because I know that you're in this 24/7, probably very basic. But what would you tell somebody like that? What would you do with that kind of cash?
Well, you got to stay hedged. How do I sleep at night? By understanding the dynamics of the market, what's going on, and keeping myself and those that follow my work in such a way that they really don't care which way the market goes to a certain degree. Understanding the current environment is key. We have a runaway central bank who is the real government, and they are running the entire show. They are issuing debt through one door. They're buying it back through another door. This has inflated a massive hyper debt bubble, the largest Frankenstein monster in history. Yeah, exactly. In the history of the world, we've never seen anything like it before. And this is all by design. Again, what is the Fed trying to do? And we'll answer that question a little more in depth in a moment. The Fed is fulfilling their end game, their final solution, that is to one day become the lender and buyer of last resort. With this whole thing and the scamdemic connected to it, we were told from a long time ago that something like this would be used on the world to shut down the global economies, which would allow central banks to finish what they started a long time ago, to become the controlling power of the world. And understanding this mechanism means the stock market, again, is going to continue higher until it doesn't. Use that indicator I was explaining, the MMRI, that's right on my website, traderschoice.net. You got to be long the market, okay? There's several places to be in. Number one, you got to be let the market pay you to own stocks. For example, I own big companies that pay a dividend. I am paid per share to own their stock in a market that keeps going higher. Okay, it's going to continue higher until it doesn't. Now, we can use that indicator I was explaining to you a moment ago to gauge where the market's going to go. We can look at the 10-year yield. We can look at the dollar index. We can look at crude oil, a lot of things. Okay, so you got to be long the market. You got to be also thinking, what's going to happen when the market rolls over? Right now, the market remains risk on. It's very simple. Risk on meaning cash going into equities. It's going to roll over at 1.2 risk off. We've seen this before. The market runs in cycles. Risk on, risk off. Risk on, risk off. Risk off assets, for example, would be things like physical gold, more importantly, physical silver, which I believe is the most undivided asset in the history of the world. How can people gauge that? How can people tell that Greg Mannarino is correct in his assumption or his statement that silver, physical silver, is the most undivided asset? Very simple. Just go to your search engine, look up the Dow gold ratio, and then the gold silver ratio. If you look up these things historically, you will see what I'm saying is true. I also think that people need to be in cryptocurrencies. What's going to happen is very simple. It's very, very simple. The debt market is a hyperbubble. The debt market is going to implode by design at one particular time. It's going to burst. When the debt bubble bursts, in the same way suppressed rates have allowed a hyperbubble to develop in the stock market, it's going to reverse. So you're going to get a massive sell-off in the debt market. Rates are going to spike rapidly. That's going to put a lot of pressure on the stock market. And what's that going to do? Cash is going to leave both the debt market and the stock market and just simply move from one asset class into other asset classes. And I believe these asset classes are going to be suppressed ones. For example, hard assets, like I just said, gold, silver. I think platinum and palladium. I also think cryptocurrencies as well. I don't care what they're trying to do with regulation with regard to cryptos right now, especially China. I don't think it's going to affect cryptos in the longer run. Anything can happen in the short run with any asset. They can be very volatile. But this is how you protect yourself from every single angle. You understand what's going on. You take in the big picture. I'm a macro guy. I look at everything as a whole, and then I start to laser in on what needs to be done here. And I think it's a very simple, very straightforward strategy to beat the market no matter what happens. So this is how I can sleep at night. If you're so inclined, I mean, you can trade the market. You can sell options onto the market. That's what I'm doing now. I'm a net seller of options. I don't like to buy options anymore. You can. The market is such a twisted place. I want you people to consider this. What I do when I sell options onto the market, I'm selling options I don't even own. It's called naked. I'm selling options naked. I'm selling something I don't own. I want you to think about that. And this is what's going on here. I mean, anyone can do it. This is no big secret. And I've been doing this repeatedly over and over, rolling over every single month. Everything I'm doing is right on my website, traderschoice.net. My particular positions I'm in there is all there. I want people to capitalize on this is really what I really want them to do by understanding what's happening around them and not just in the financial markets. Everything connected to it because nothing is what it seems to be. This is much, much bigger. This is a takeover by central banks around the world who literally have become the governments of the world, and they're fulfilling their end game to become the lenders and buyers of last resort. And as to everything else, everything is just theater.
Absolutely. In fact, the Great Reset is really all these corporations, all these investment firms giving to now new sustainable, I hate that word, new sustainable green energy, gender neutral. Anybody that adopts that gets the cash. Anybody that doesn't won't get that, and they can't grow. And so you're watching this, I know, and you're looking at the markets. And so when you're putting money in, and I know we have about a minute and a half, but we'll come back after the break, certainly. But as far as crypto goes, as far as where you're putting cash, how much of the portfolio should be now invested in crypto? Because we know that digital currency is going to be, is obviously the monster, right? Obviously something you should invest in. What percentage?
I mean, that depends on a lot of things, too. If you're a high-risk guy like myself, I think it should be a large percentage. If you're someone, for example, that, you know, doesn't have a lot of money to play with or someone that's worried about, you know, what's going to happen to them. See, look, here's the deal. Nobody should ever play with scared money. The moment you start putting cash to work in any asset that you're afraid or that the market's going to roll over or you might lose, you know, you're playing with rent money or whatever it might be, you know, that's when people are going to make bad decisions here in the market here. And again, if you are a high risk guy who is someone that's not risk averse, then, you know, of course, you should be more invested in risky assets. But if you're looking for stability, it's really difficult to find here right now. Now, again, we got metals under pressure. We know who's rigging the market. We'll talk more about this after the break. Actually, why don't we do that? We'll save the best for last.
My guest, Greg Mannarino, the Robinhood of Wall Street, will be right back. TradersChoice.net. I'd be a part of that if I were you.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVIDland does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here, your guest host for the hour, and what an hour. You really need to pay attention to Greg Mannarino, the Robin Hood of Wall Street. I pay close attention to what Greg says, as many people do. TradersChoice.net is the website that you need to join and get some advice on what happens next with the market, some things to be aware of. And I've seen warnings, Greg, coming from the Fed. Is this the first time we've seen warnings like we're seeing? I don't remember the last time I've seen things. It seems a little scary what's coming from the Fed in warning that things are about to go very, very crazy. What's your perspective on that?
Well, what are they doing here? They're trying to create more of the same, a fear. Again, make people afraid of one thing, one, and you can control their minds. Our job is to cut through it all and understand what they're trying to do to us by manipulating our thought process, by keeping people afraid. This is what they've done clearly with this whole COVID scandemic and everything connected to it. Make people afraid and they're done. They just curl up into a little ball. They become paralyzed and they don't act. So what are they talking about here? We're up against this debt ceiling right now. You know, did you know that we're the richest country on earth? But we're about to run out of money. How does that work? Okay, we're the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. Every president in succession must borrow more than the last. They can't tell you this. They must allow their central bank to create more debt out of thin air just to support the current environment. Without the debt expanding exponentially every day, we turn into Mad Max. This entire thing implodes. It's the debt-based economic model, which demands that cash be borrowed into existence in greater and greater amounts, and it cannot stop. The debt is never meant to be paid back. The debt is only meant to be expanded on. This whole show theater that we're seeing right now is about expanding the debt even further than it's already been expanded. It's out of control here. Just look at the last few presidents. You'll see how many trillions of dollars they have added to the national debt here. And you think this is by accident? They can't tell people. You see, no sitting president, okay, who they are, can allow people to understand the mechanism, how it actually works. They know. Members of Congress know, but they're not allowed to share. They don't want to because their bosses are telling them not to share the information with the actual people who are being destroyed by this very system. The system today is, again, it's so twisted and so out of control. So what are they going to do? They got to create anxiety. They got to create fear. You have Janet Yellen over the last couple of trading days explaining about a catastrophe. You got Jamie Dimon from the CEO of JP Morgan explaining the same kind of thing, you know, a collapse, a meltdown of this. And people are afraid. People remember what happened to them last time with regard to the market, with regard to housing prices and stuff. They don't know what to do. So they're paralyzed. And again, it's just a game that they're playing to keep people off balance. It's the same thing that they always do, because most people are very easily manipulated. And they understand that people are sitting there stuck watching the program device in their living room, getting literally programmed, being made to be afraid of things. And it drives me crazy. It really, really does. No. The moment you become afraid is the moment you lose. So what we do is we sit back and we just try to take this whole thing and realize what we need to do. So good. Let them play their games. The debt is in a hyperbubble. We know that. At one particular point, this debt is going to become a major issue. We're already starting to see inflation, although they're telling us it was initially what? Powell, the Fed chair. It was not widespread. It was contained. It's transitory. Now we'll find out, guess what? It's not so contained. It is widespread, and it's not transitory. Everything they're feeding the people, they're fist-feeding people lie after lie after lie, and people are getting, you know, used to it. Tell people a little bit of truth, like a show like yours. Tell them this much truth, and they hate your guts for it. They don't want to hear it. People are so used to being lied to. That they just embrace it. That's what they want. They become slaves to the system. Again, that's what they want to. So what we need to do is understand the mechanism, realize what they're doing, and then keep ourselves in the right spot. It's not hard. Like I was explaining to you, you got $100,000. You want to be in the market, believe it or not. You want to be, don't trade this market, because you'll be trading, you'll be swimming with sharks if you don't know what you're doing. So, but, you know, the best thing to do would be maybe, you know, bet, planning on what's coming down the pike, which is a complete meltdown of the current market system, which cannot be sustained. We're in a hyperbubble in debt. The stock market's a hyperbubble. They reinflated a housing bubble. This is all by design. The Federal Reserve creating distortions across the spectrum of asset classes, unlike anything we've ever seen before. But there lies the opportunity. Understand that the market is a hyperbubble. It's going to burst one day. What are we going to do? What are people like Greg Mannarino going to do when the market starts to melt down? Well, I'm going to short it, which means I'm going to bet against it. Just like the Wall Street banks are going to do, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan. I'm going to do the same thing. I run my blog like a fund manager is really what I do. And I tell everyone what I'm doing, so they should maybe follow along. And then at the same time here, again, we're going to get a wealth transfer, which is already happening on an unbelievable scale. We're going to see cash move into suppressed assets, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, I think crude oil, other commodities, cryptocurrencies as well. This is how I see it playing out moving forward. So understanding all that just makes it easy. Good. Let them spread their fear, their whatever they got to do. We're not going to be afraid. We're going to use this as a weapon against those that want to make us afraid. Good. Let them play their game. We will play ours. Period. The end.
Absolutely. I don't know of another trader that I trust that understands the deep state as well as you do. You talk about a lot, YouTube censoring now, and I can't believe all of the, well, you know what? I do believe because they were actually propped up with InQtel and CIA money and everything else. All of it's part of government. They're all government. They're not private businesses. So knowing what's coming, knowing how fast and swift this fraudulent administration is moving, what do you see next 6 months? Because you are so good at looking ahead and saying, I think this is coming next. I think this is exactly what's on the horizon. What would you say next 6 months look like?
I think we're going to see more mind-twisting, number one, from the mainstream propaganda channels. They're going to try to convince people sincerely, and they're doing it already, that what people are seeing and witnessing for themselves is not true. That's what they're going to do. It's what they always do. So I expect another campaign here. And I talked about this recently. It's going to happen. They're going to start talking about, and they're trying to convince people right now what they're seeing is not real, but it's out of control. But the thing is, what worries me is there are some people that are so locked into this, they can't think. Again, no free thought, no free action, no free movement. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You're not allowed to express your own opinion anymore. That's completely out of control. You know, you must fall in line. You must conform. You know, this fascist, communist mentality has really gripped, I think, a large portion of the population because they want to be taken care of from cradle to grave. They're struggling. They're struggling by design so they can go to mother government and say, which is the central banks and the Fed, please help me. You know, so they're willing to accept anything while, you know, again, look at our senators. Look at all these people. They're all multimillionaires for the most part here. They don't practice anything that they preach. They're talking about equality. It's never going to be like that. It's an agenda. Again, it's a distraction in so many ways. So you're going to see more of that, more distraction, more look here, don't look here. But don't let this phase you. You got to kind of put that all aside. If you're looking at this from a perspective of what you can do for yourself from a financial standpoint, you got to push it all aside. You got to understand what's going on, realize the mechanism that's going on, and then make decisions for yourself without fear so they will be the correct ones moving forward. They want people broke, destitute, worried, struggling. This is how they control their minds. This is how they become slaves to the system. So people like you, people like me, who maybe have a few, and people that are listening, I'm sure, have a few functioning brain cells. We are a direct threat. And there's also the threat that maybe we're going to start talking to some other people. Maybe we'll tell people to watch shows like yours. Maybe they'll understand, whoa, hold on a minute here. Something else is going on. That's why they're trying to shut us down. Period. The end. I think you and I are literally going to go extinct soon.
There you go. Greg Mannarino, Robin Hood of Wall Street, traderschoice.net. You must follow him on Facebook. He says things that other people won't say. Love you, Greg. Thank you. Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dally, your guest host, and I want to cover some things. By the way, thank you, Greg Manarino, Robin Hood of Wall Street. He's fantastic. You should follow him. He's given us a lot of great ideas on what to invest in next, and he's fantastic. So I really appreciate that he understands what's going on with the deep state, King Fraud a lot, you know, Kamala, I don't even, what is her name? Hormala? I just go to Hormala. That's what I call her. You know, what a feminist. Sleep your way to the top. Gotta love that about her. Nothing says strength as a woman than sleep your way to the top. So we're not hearing much from her, which I actually thought that would be the case, because I think by the time they probably take Biden off the market, let's say, either blame a patriot for the act, of course, and a false flag, or whatever they do and prop her up. She's always been propped up by Obama's people. So it will be very interesting to see what happens next with the whole fraudulent administration. Let's talk about a couple things we know right now, and then let's talk about a couple of things that we should be planning. I always always find it interesting that you can go back to the Rockefeller Report. You can go back to all of these projects that they design, all of these things that they do out in the public eye, telling us what they're going to do. But we never do that in reverse. We never tell them what the masses will do. We never plan. We don't have these projects. Why not? We should. So a couple of things that are going on right now, let's be very aware, right? So it always intrigued me that no one ever worked on a single medicine for COVID. That should be very telling. And I know that you as an audience understand this, and I won't go into this very deep, but my gosh, not even pharma. Nobody was really working on any medicine. It was vaccine from the start. And Sarah Gilbert, who worked for Gates, Oxford, announced in January that they were already starting on the cure before they even had named COVID-19. So this has always been about vaccination, multiple vaccinations. We know that, and they are a disaster. In fact, looking at slides last night of blood, it's horrific actually to see what's going on in the bodies of those that are getting this monstrosity. Euthanasia is going to be coming up as something that is extremely important to them. You're going to see a lot of people, a lot of their projects, let's say this, a lot of the projects that they've worked on, even Bluebeam, that's rarely talked about unless you're, you know, the people that talk about it get murdered. Talks about suicide, people driven to suicide. Euthanasia is going to be something that I was looking at Australia. They were trying to pass a bill that says, hey, if somebody's afraid, they could be euthanized voluntarily. You're going to see a lot of that. That's why I like Greg's message. Greg's message was all about, hey, you know what? Don't be afraid of what's happening right now. Learn to calculate what you're going to do next. The border, where are they coming from? They're obviously bought and paid for to come to the border at this time. And I always find it interesting that when headlines hit and they want to divert the headlines, it's always to something that they've created. Either when we were talking about fraudulent elections, of course, we got the Afghanistan drop, right? And that absolute monster of a situation in Afghanistan. I spoke to somebody on the ground there, and somebody that owns a store, and they said, we all know that the leaders of these groups in Pakistan are in Pakistan, and that they're not here, and that most of the people in the Taliban are actually Afghani nationalists. But then you have the few that are run by those that live out of the country, and they said, and you know, they said they knew that the situation was going to go south because these are older men and younger boys and could have never shored up their own army, so to speak. So there's a lot going on there that we could talk about, too. But NYC, New York, saying that if you walk out, we're going to hire foreigners. We're going to make sure foreigners fill your spots, not people from other countries. No. Foreigners. And so you're going to see a lot of foreigners brought in if people dare to leave their job. And they're doing this in droves. We have people suing the schools. We have educators suing right now. We've got the firemen that I had on in California. They are causing a lot of people to do the same. And then also people are walking out. They're just simply walking away. And I can't even imagine something more horrific than having more foreigners coming in for those jobs. But I was also looking at the headlines in Australia, too. And are the UN cops now occupying the seats of their federal military presence on the ground, their federal police force, if you will? Well, it's a possibility, right? We kind of knew that was probably going to come. And so Australia scares me. Australia is the one, it's the craft show. Everybody's watching this saying, what's going to happen next? But they're also part of Five Eyes. And so I absolutely think that we're going to get a huge dose of this coming. Now, what can we do? They're weakening our military on purpose. We know this. And the jabs are wreaking havoc on people's immune systems. Like the good doctors are saying, you know, 2 years, you're going to see a lot of cancer and a lot of immune system problems and health go sideways. And so what is going to happen? Well, pharma's loving it because pharma's going to get big fat paychecks for all the health crises going on in America. But even when I look at the military, please stand as units, whole units. We need whole units to go after religious exemptions together and shore each other up. Even if you believe in this monstrosity and you're that much of a moron, please, please stand with your unit and make sure those that want the choice get their choice. If you're in the military, you are supposed to be standing up for, you're our frontline freedom fighters. We cannot have the military weakened in this way. So military needs to stand together right now. They already started in on this with anthrax shots when we were never under an anthrax threat. And that shot, once they started doing that shot in the 90s, that shot started bringing about a lot of depression and suicide and all kinds of things. And we haven't even been in a declared war. And we're getting this kind of result. The other things to do, too, start talking about chartering planes and making sure that you do not have to fly commercial, that you can maybe put some money in the gas tank kind of thing. You know, you can't really pay for a flight, but hey, there's probably ways around that. And make sure that you are developing networks of people that, you know, if you need to get somewhere, fly private, right? There's so many things that we can do. And also develop networks of doctors. Doctors need to be opening clinics like crazy. You're more homeopath doctors. People need places to go. I get emails all the time about people not understanding who they can contact to get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. MyFreeDoctor.com, but please, we have to figure out networks. Start sharing on social media, or private messaging, if you will, even in proton mail, doctors that will actually help you if you go to the hospital and not do the Kevorkian method. At least Kevorkian smiled and asked permission, right? Learn skills. Go to YouTube. Know how to drill for water. Water shortages are ridiculous. You know why they're ridiculous? Once government started to control water, then all of a sudden now we're dealing with shortages. We have water underfoot everywhere. Go to primarywater.org. Check it out. Make sure you know how to drill for water. Get some land. Also, develop networks with neighbors and friends. Know who your friends are. Know who your neighbors are. What do they have with you that you could trade, that you can do? These are all things like atmosphere water machines that pull the atmosphere and deliver gallons of water that you can still buy. Make sure you buy one or build one before you're not able to. These are all the things I'm thinking of because, you know what? Last time I checked, we still had a constitution in play. Last time I checked, we're still Americans. We are not slaves yet. And you know what? There's a lot of things that we can do proactively. Get off the mainstream media. Turn it off. Absolutely turn it off. They're whores anyway. They're selling you stuff that isn't true. And start learning skills, basic skills. Learn how to go off grid if you need to. You know, one of the Rockefeller plans, the plan that brought us COVID-19, talks a lot about rural communities not getting shored up with internet, not being able to have all the luxuries cities will. Hi, Agenda 2030, 2050. Anyway, and so it's driving people into the cities so they can get services. Think about the loss of those services. What would you do without those services at hand? These are the kinds of things we have to be talking about. If we can learn how to do some of these things, like, and also order products. I would order a lot of supplements right now. Things are being taken off the market. NAC, I've heard from some people high up the food chain that NAC will be taken off the market in January. FDA is trying to get it out. So is, and same with ivermectin, same with hydroxy. They're going to try to ban these things. These are the things that right now we can proactively do. Put your money in some supplements so you have them to share with people that can't afford them. Get a nebulizer, like Dr. Lee Merritt said. Make sure that you are handling your health at home. Make sure that not every book you have is on a Kindle. Remember, Kindle means firewood. It's kindling. It's a book burning. Remember that you have to have books at home on how to do things, on how to educate yourself, whatever the case may be. Make sure you have all of these things solidly in your home. Prepping needs to be on, I think, high gear right now, especially with inflation and everything else. A lot of the things we're going to be talking about on my show today, too. You can go to katedallyradio.com. You can hit listen live every single day. It's 4 to 7 o'clock Eastern time, and there's an archive there of all the things we talk about on the shows and all the terrific guests. A big thank you to Alex Jones for allowing me to guest host today. Go to katedallyradio.com, and thank you, Greg Manarino, Trader's Choice.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.